You're listening to a classic business podcast as heard on Classic 1027. 1027.
What do football clubs actually care about? I hope you guessed money, because it is money. Greed is good, as Gordon Gekko once said, and that unchecked brand of capitalism has ruled the professional football landscape pretty much since its inception. You might think it's new, but it certainly isn't. And in a potentially sport-altering move, 12 of the European continent's biggest clubs announced on Sunday that they would be looking to form a new and exclusive competition as soon as possible. However, and unsurprisingly, the announcement has been greeted with passionate protests from every level of the beautiful game, from pundits, from players, and most importantly, the fans as well. And the Premier League is certainly hugely popular here in South Africa, and equally the Champions League. I'm joined now by Hugo Henze, who's head of sports services at Brand Finance in London. Hugo, Brand Finance has been tracking the financial value of football brands for 15 years now. Firstly, for the listeners who aren't football mad out there, what's being proposed here with this new European Super League?
So it's not too different from what we already see in Europe, but it's the big difference is that they're proposing to have 15 clubs set up a closed league, where what they'll do is they'll be able to play in an equivalent of the Champions League every year and only invite five other clubs in. And the big reason behind it is obviously, as you said, money. But where that money comes from is them taking ownership and control of the broadcasting rights and the sponsorship, and keeping a bigger share from themselves. And that's really because they think they're the strong brands that draw the audiences. And for that reason, they're not getting their fair share currently from UEFA and the current Champions League format.
Now, Hugo, I've been watching the response over the last day and a bit since the news dropped like a bombshell. And as a long-suffering Liverpool supporter, listening to James Milner's comments after they drew against Leeds yesterday, the whole idea of football, and as young players, as children aspiring to be the best in their positions, competing in the best leagues in the world, it was this concept of open competition. And what this new proposal does, it effectively allows those top 15 clubs the ability to never have to fear about qualifying or relegation. What do you make of this proposition?
Well, I think one of the great aspects of the European football model is that it professes to be fair. So any team in the wider pyramid currently has the possibility to just keep winning games year after year and then eventually be crowned champions of Europe. And, you know, for a team in the eighth tier of English football, that's a long journey, but it's technically possible. And it's the breaking down of this model that I think is what's really scaring people. And it's going to have a huge effect everywhere. As you've seen, the response is really, where are these teams coming from with this idea, when after a year of COVID, why aren't we talking about solidarity? And I think it's been good to see that response from a lot of the different stakeholders, including the leagues, some of the players now, and the managers.
What are you modelling in terms of brand impact from this? Because from what I'm seeing, if the players don't like it, if the fans are certainly not behind it, then you're not going to be able to pull them along. And that's going to have a huge impact on sponsorships and broadcast deals and that kind of thing. What are you modelling in terms of the brand value impact from this?
Yes, so you're exactly right there. The key drivers are the main revenue streams across football, which would be match day, commercial revenue, which includes sponsorship, and then broadcasting revenue. And although this current proposal says, you know, we'll have $4 billion of money in for these European Super League teams through broadcasting and sponsorship, the scenario we're modelling is that actually it's unsustainable to have the combination of the open pyramid system and the closed system of the Super League. And in the event that they'd be booted, we reckon that they'd lose about $2 billion in brand value, which is about 25% of the current value of these clubs, and that could extend up to $4.3 billion if they really get that worst case scenario and their brands are damaged to the point where sponsors really can't be seen lining up with them.
And that's Euro we're talking about. I mean, that is some huge fees, because the price tag put on the upside to try and sell the European Super League, I think, was €3.5 billion. What you're modelling is brand value damage in that ballpark as well. Just the mood in the City of London at the moment, Hugo. We know Londoners are passionate about their football. And I say this with all respect, not so much as those up north, because it is viewed as the people's game up there. But what is the mood like in the city around this announcement? Is it just a shrug of the shoulders and, oh, well, you know, that's the way things go, because sport is ultimately about money? Or is there real anger on the ground?
I think from everyone I've spoken to, it is an anger, and it's almost a panic as everyone's picking up so quickly. And you see in the news there's a new meeting between players or the associations every couple of hours. I mean, you mentioned London. I'm actually a Fulham fan. So maybe the best case scenario for me is that these six teams get booted and Fulham stay in the Premier League. but what's happening is I think there's every single stakeholder is trying to see what the impact on them is going to be, whether it's from, you know, a community position. So we can't kick all these teams out and have all the fans suffer when really it's the ownership that's made these choices. But we can't really let them get away with it when ultimately I think the European football pyramid can survive without these 12 clubs, but these clubs can't really survive without the money and the exposure from their domestic competitions. And they've taken the risk by assuming that they're too big and important to be sort of forsaken by the local leagues, football associations and UEFA. And I think that risk's not going to pay off.
Yeah, huge risk. Will fans vote to their feet and leave the clubs that many have supported their entire lives? Watching the game last night, I was thinking of potentially becoming a lead supporter. And what will happen? Will the leagues impose fines, point deductions? Will they be relegated from their domestic leagues? Still so much to be answered. And as you pointed out, Hugo, some brand value damage potentially of €2.5 billion. That was Hugo Hensley, head of sports services at Brand Finance.